以情義，咁就係南區海上空氣污染問題。咁大家睇翻環境衛生文件25/2020號。咁以情咧係由司馬文議員提出嘅。咁我哋今次都歡迎咧就海事處嘅代表咧參與我哋呢個議程嘅討論。咁包括咗咧就係海事經理牌照及關務三梁少慈先生、高級助理船務主任海港巡邏組二張啟明先生，同埋高級助理船務主任南區譚偉文先生嘅。咁你先請司馬文議員簡介有關嘅議程。唔該，阿波。
I thought there was going to be a PowerPoint presentation, but I guess it hasn't arrived to the Secretariat. We have not received from Dennis a presentation. Okay. All right. My residence in Phoc Phlom, similar to the residence of Wa Phu and Wa Kwai, have a beautiful view of the East Lama Channel. But it also means they have a beautiful view of the smoke being emitted from vessels that travel up and down the channel. And so fortunately, at least the residents of Phoc Phlom have become smoky vessel spotters. Okay. As part of my resident campaign, many have signed on and many provide regular information on smoky vessels, including 3-minute videos to the minimum required according to the Marine Department for successful prosecution. However, when we see the results presented here by the Marine Department, it can be seen that there are not that many successful prosecutions. 2 in 2014, 2 in 2016, nil in all the other years. So that's disappointing. Despite all the hard work from residents and hard work from the harbour patrol section of the Marine Department to go out on the water and observe the situation, it is very disappointing to see that Hong Kong continues to suffer pollution, but there is we have a limited number of successful cases. So it would be good to see how many of these cases are not successful and for what reasons they are not successful and what can be done to improve that. The second point is really that the current rule is about the darkness of the smoke that comes out of a vessel. But what does that mean if the vessel has yellow smoke? Can it kill you? Is it poisonous? Is only dark smoke poisonous? So it's somewhat confusing because this last weekend, again, there was a vessel with heavy yellow smoke, but it doesn't meet the requirement of black smoke according to the Ringelmann chart. However, it's very thick smoke that comes out. It's obviously not good for anybody's health, that quality of smoke. But that cannot be handled. So the question is, will the Marine Department and EPD consider improving this or use other laws to go after vessels that spew, other than black smoke, spew a lot of smoke? So those are the issues raised, and I look forward to a response from the Marine Department and EPD.
好，唔该，司马文议员。好，请问海事处同环保处咧有冇进一步回复？除咗我哋文件上面附件二嘅书面回复之外，海事处梁先生先，唔
该。多谢主席，亦都多谢司马文议员嘅意见。首先咧就关于嗰个提问咧，我哋书面上已经作咗初步嘅回复啦。咁有关于刚才提及到。我哋檢控個數字嗰個問題咧，就其實海事處一直以來咧都係根據現行嗰個法例要求同埋個水平咧，作出執法同埋調查嘅。咁如果日後咧呢個環保嘅要求提高嘅話咧，海事處係會積極配合嘅。第二點咧，關於黑煙同埋其他顏色嘅煙嘅問題咧，因為而家海事處可以執行嘅法例咧。 就係有一個規定咧，就係、是我哋點樣可以進行調查同埋檢控？咁主要就係嗰啲船隻，我哋睇到佢排放某種深度嘅黑煙，我哋就會進行調查嘅。至於話有其他顏色嘅煙係有冇咩特別影響咧？我相信其他環保部門可以作出相應嘅回應嘅。唔該，主席。
好，阿梁生，環保署方面有冇回覆或者一啲回應嘅？好，李博士。
咁其實船舶嘅廢氣咧係本地嘅空氣污染源之一嘅。咁其實過往咧環保署通常都係用人手咧定期去即係檢查啲文件啦，去上啲遠洋船度抽取依個燃油樣本，去檢測佢嗰個污染物含量嘅。咁其實係需要一啲時間先有結果嘅。咁我哋部門咧，其實而家就同埋科技大學咧，就研究緊咧，做個研究，用呢個無人機嘅傳感技術咧，希望可以實時咁量度咧船舶排放嘅污染物，做到個快速嘅篩查。咁佢嗰可以 sense 到咧啲二氧化碳啦、一氧化氮啦。咁希望個結果可以喺兩三分鐘嗰度有結果。咁暫時都係研究嘅階段嚟嘅，其實我哋希望而家都 explore 緊點樣做啦。咁我哋希望依個咁嘅研究咧，可以以後幫助到我哋去幫助輔助執法咁樣咯。咁啊，暫時嘅補充係咁多。
好，請問有冇委員有提問？啊，潘炳亨議員。
咁啊，多謝主席，因為都見到海事處喺度，我都上任以嚟都同海事處好多書信來往，因為。除了船隻咧呢個嘅空氣污染之外咧，喺啲加龍苑同埋呢個嘅華貴出邊咧，嗰啲船隻咧，其實除了空氣污染之外，其實聲音咧都好多聲音啊、噪音啊咁樣走出嚟嘅。咁就每一次咧，我哋都收到啲居民嘅意見啊，或者有啲船啊，直情叫咩名幾多號 number 我哋都寫明講明㗎啦。咁當然啦，同時再收到信之後咧，就話會去做突擊檢查啦，都永遠都揾唔到嘅，因為嗰個事件好得意嘅。每一次啲船一出聲都係出嗰20秒，就嘈醒曬所有嘅居民。咁船再出發或者再行過去嘅時候咧，咁基本上咧嗰啲聲音都冇曬，啲街坊就醒曬㗎啦。咁經常都係出現呢啲情況，甚至我哋有埋時間啊咁樣我都來來往往好多信啊。咁既然海事處同事喺度，其實除咗我哋有街坊講明嗰個情況或者有投訴之外，跟住你再出船之外，你哋會唔會有啲情況除咗出船啦，會唔會有啲人可以喺濱岸邊聽得到嗰啲聲音？因為每天每晚肯定有呢啲聲㗎啦。嗰啲船咧有埋名啊，我唔喺呢度講啦，我有相㗎啦，已經見得到係邊啲船，佢哋喺度嘈啊，有啲鬧聲啊咁樣之類。咁喺呢啲情況之下，有冇啲方法可以處理得到，令到啲居民有覺好瞓咧？
好，有冇其他委員有提問？係 Paul。
Yeah, let me use the opportunity of my first round speaking to give the slide presentation, which I failed to upload. Just very quickly, Hong Kong is a busy shipping port, and the Lama Channel is the busiest shipping channel in the world. Any smoke emitted here impacts the livelihood and the health of the residents of Ap Lei Chau, Wak Wai, Wafu, and Phoc Phu Lam. So it should be something we're all very concerned about. And this is kind of like a chart that shows you where the boats are at any particular time. The Marine Department can check this. This is from their data. Local vessels in Aberdeen can be seen emitting black smoke. We see no prosecutions, really, against these fishing boats. We see Ap Lei Chau, we see here a vessel coming by, photograph recently taken from residents. These are kind of these black smoke scenarios where vessels come by with very dark smoke being emitted that we then identify and we try to get the Marine Department to act on. And as I said, the Harbour Patrol from my office responds usually quite quickly, but that although they may respond quickly, doesn't mean we get a successful prosecution. So really EPD has to look into, and the Marine Department, how we can improve on this, because it's a waste of resources and a waste of time, and a very disappointing for the residents that report, for the Marine Department who try to take action. It's very disappointing if you cannot take proper action and you don't see it go to court. Now, this is a vessel. The smoke is not dark, but it can't be healthy what comes out of this vessel. is not water or steam. So EPD has to really look into what is this issue with the Ringelmann chart. Darkness is an old-fashioned measurement. There is other pollutants that have different color, and this is one of them. And how do we go? How do we get action behind that? So this is the Ringelmann chart. So we look at this. So only those all the way on the right hand in the dark color is what can be prosecuted under the current system of dark smoke. However, the other smoke, if it can be proven to be a nuisance, it is also you can also prosecute. EPD can take action under different laws. But they usually don't do that because they don't have the evidence. There are enough people on the water. The Marine Department have people on the water, but they usually only work with the Ringelmann chart. So these are the prosecution we've seen. So no local vessels prosecuted. Chairman, I'm half a second. So this is what we've seen prosecuted so far. Can we strengthen the monitoring enforcement action? Can we set up a station with cameras? Why do we wait for residents to report? Why does the Marine Department not have a camera looking at East Lama Channel? Saves a lot of problems. So if EPD could set up a camera to monitor the Lama Channel, then everybody's problem will be so much easier. Thank you.
好，有冇其他委员想发言？徐文员。
主席，我第一我回应阿先生问嗰个建议，我觉得非常之好啊。而家嘅话，我谂同十年前、廿年前嚟讲咧，装一个 cam 咧系嗰个价钱系非常之平，个成效都会非常之大。我相信咧系可以非常之有助处方嘅一个执法啦。咁第二个，我想问多少少资料嘅，喺文件入边咧只能够睇到话喺环保署嗰度咧话，2019年咧系有巡查，即系195宗，然之后咧告咗三单咁样样啦。咁我想问翻，就以往啲數字係咪會都可以俾我哋做個參考咧？即究竟咧呢三單嘅成功個案係我首先問一問啲你告三單成功係咪100%就成功啦？咁以往嘅數字係咪都係咁樣咧？係你巡查咗大概200單，跟住你有三單就會成功。這個咁嘅數字喺你內部嘅評估入邊係突然間多咗啊，定係少咗，定係一個平均嘅數字咧？對上可能三兩年啲數字，我諗攞翻出嚟比較嘅會好少少。咁呢一個咧都係可以睇翻海事處，即係雖然有啲資料啦，咁但係海事處冇話翻俾我哋知道啦，即係佢去巡查會有幾多啦，即係究竟係收到嘅投訴啊，嗰啲究竟有幾多啦？咁只係提出咗啦，究竟嗰個成功檢控數字係幾多？咁呢個咧都係即係冇助呢個議會係去了解個事情嘅成個。成個畫面，咁我相信有埋呢啲咁嘅數字嘅話咧，對於我哋去睇呢件事，睇下提出有啲乜嘢嘅改善方案咧，先至會比較有用嘅。唔該。
好，仲有冇其他委員想發言？冇嘅話，或者先請海事處回應一下。好，唔該梁生。
係，多謝主席，多謝各位議員提供嘅意見。首先我就嗰、那個黑煙嗰個回應一啲先啦，就司馬文議員提過話，希望可以喺呢個 Eastern Lama Channel 嗰度嘅地方咧，就裝一啲鏡啦，即係 video cam 咁樣。咁我哋個回應裏面其實都提及過呢一點嘅。咁到現時為止咧，我哋經歷到關於檢控，如果用 video 嗰個 record 嚟做檢控咧。就有啲地方咧係需要進一步考慮，關於咧就係法庭嗰接受程度，同埋咧如果係裝個 cam 咧，就會唔會有呢個私隱嘅問題出現咧？咁呢個我哋需要進一步研究嘅。咁啊，多謝議員嘅意見咧，我哋或者要將呢個意見咧帶翻我哋部門，等我哋相關單位咧再進一步研究下。第二點，關於阿徐議員講到話想。知道我哋巡邏組嘅同事咧，嗰、那個巡邏次數啊，究竟調查嘅個案有多少呢個情況咧？可唔可以因為我事前唔知道有呢個要求咧，就現時我手頭就未有呢啲資料，或者稍後咧，我可以再補充翻秘書處嘅。第三點啊，潘議員提過咧，關於嗰個噪音問題。這個呢就亦都是我們巡邏組的同事日常工作的其中一部分來的。如果我們發現有船隻，無論是本地或者外來船隻，有噪音滋擾或者 有居民投訴有船隻發出呢個噪音之後咧，我哋第一時間會派我哋同事去睇睇個情況。咁如果係睇到真係有咧，我哋首先會對於嗰、那個船隻嘅主理人咧，就提出呢個勸喻，同埋即係盡量令佢咧就停止呢個噪音之後嘅動作。但係如果至於有冇提出檢控咧，就因為海事處就唔係噪音滋擾嘅執法部門，所以我哋只會將呢個 case 咧就轉介去俾環保嘅部門去跟進嘅啫。多謝主席。
好，唔該梁生，跟住有請環保處都回應下啦，唔該。
係，唔該主席。咁或者頭先啱啱聽到我回應咗個噪音管制條例先啦。咁就住噪音管制條例呢，其實對管制海上交通嘅噪音呢其實就唔適用嘅。咁其實就 MD 負責執法嘅。咁船隻喺公眾嘅水域嘅範圍啦，如果使用一啲speaker 啊、揚聲器啊去發出一啲噪音呢，呢個喺公眾地方發出嘅噪音呢，其實就係 噪音管制條例第四同第五條所管轄嘅，其實有關嘅法例條文咧係由警務處同埋MD 度執法嘅，咁就環保處依度就做唔到嘅。咁我想重申翻啦。咁另外頭先講翻徐議員講到咧，我哋有冇之前嘅檢控數字可以提供俾大家作參考咧？咁或者我講一講，就我哋其實有少少個 background 嘅。其實為咗減少船舶嘅排放咧，我哋其實都實施咗幾個主要嘅規例嘅。咁第一個規例咧，其實大家都可能聽過，就係船用輕質柴油311Y。咁呢個就係規管本地嘅船隻，要佢嘅含硫量唔會超過 0.05%。咁呢個係本地嘅船隻。咁就住話呢個遠洋船咧，遠洋船我哋有另外一條條例，就係船用燃料嘅規例。311AB， 咁其實呢條規例咧喺2019年1月1日咧，其實先開始實施嘅。咁規定香港水域入面嘅船隻，唔理你係停泊緊啦，定係航行緊咧，都需要使用呢個合資格嘅燃料，即係含硫量就唔會超過 0.5% 嘅低硫燃料啦。咁所以其實咧，我哋就冇話今次就冇準備話之前嗰個檢控嘅數字嘅。咁我哋純粹就住個提問嗰度講翻係 311AB 咧，咁我哋就今次就做咗2019年嘅檢控數字俾大家作參考。咁稍後我諗再我同通知翻秘書處睇下議員係咪有需要呢啲檢控數字，我可以之後後補。咁就住嗰我哋話2019年1月1日生效嘅 311AB 咧，其實我哋就截至2019年12月底咧，我哋就巡查咗195個隻船啦。咁當中其實就得有三宗唔合規格嘅 prosecution case 啦。咁我就其實就冇手頭上話冇其他話有冇其他唔 successful 嘅 case 咧。咁我就要問翻相關同事睇下，都係後補資料啦。咁但係就講返呢，咁喺涉案裏面嗰個三個個案裏面呢，其實大部分嘅船隻呢都係因為殘留喺系統裏面之前入嘅重油呢污染呢導致咗超出法例嘅規定嘅。咁根據過去一年嘅經驗呢，其實遠洋船呢喺入到嚟香港水域之前呢，其實已經係轉咗就低硫燃料㗎啦。咁另外其實國際海事組織啦 ,IMO 啦，亦都規定咗2020年1月1日起呢再收緊返船舶使用嘅燃料去到含量量至 0.5% 嘅。咁據我哋理解啦，其實船運公司經營到本港嘅國際航線都已經採取咗相關嘅相應嘅措施，攞到足夠嘅低硫燃料，咁去我哋都發覺佢係跟個規定去做嘅。咁就住邊度啊？頭先講到阿司馬文議員度話同有傾嘅話，我哋話有冇啲咩方法可以幫手，可以喺啲黑煙啲船嘅黑煙咧嗰度可以打擊多啲嘅措施咧？咁除咗頭先我講話，我哋其實已經同科技大學嗰度合作緊有個研究之外咧，其實我哋都有進一步研究緊另外一個就住本地供應船嘅輕質柴油嘅含硫量咧，我哋希望咧去進一步再收緊到 0.001% 嘅。咁但係因為計劃其實仲係研究中啦，我哋暫時就未有依個相關嘅時間表嘅。 咁我哋亦都有一系列嘅措施啦。咁我哋其實都會係 explore 緊，會用啲新型嘅新嘅 green 嘅技術啦。咁例如我哋會用一啲去採用研究去用一啲雲能船啦，同埋電船嘅。咁我暫時嘅補充係咁多。
好，咁啊，首先都我諗好多委員都有個疑問就係、究竟個海上噪音嗰個問題究竟係點樣？因為頭先海事處就話由環保處執行個噪音條例啦，咁啊，但係環保處又話要交翻俾即係海事處同埋警方咧處理海上嘅噪音。呢方面海事處有冇進一步回應啊？
係，多謝主席。咁頭先講到就係話關於噪音嘅咧，其實噪音咧係喺香港法例嘅 Cap 400咧係執行嘅。咁海事處咧就係唔係實行行呢個 Cap 400呢條例嘅。咁我講完完畢，多謝主席。
哦，咁又係咪要係咪要釋法啊？咁啫，究竟邊個部門負責嘅？究竟？
For the interpretation, you have to ask Beijing.
Sure. 如果是這樣，會不會可能兩個部門或者秘書可能幫手 mark 翻呢個問題先？咁我哋可能跟進下潘炳漢議員。
咁唔係。哦，多謝主席。咁如果係嘅話，就不如就講清楚啦，因為有調換聲音嘅，係啦，睇下邊個部門係啱使嘅啦，係啦。啲船隻嘅起鬧聲係噹噹噹噹咁樣上落去嘅，究竟邊個部門處理咧？咁頭先聽到有喇叭或者揚聲器嗰啲有人喺度對話嘅話，究竟有邊個部門處理咧？咁同埋船笛啲氣笛啊、船鳴聲呢幾款聲音咧，可能我而家咁樣聽到咧，可能係唔同嘅部門處理唔同嘅嘢添。咁就倒不如講清楚有幾樣嘅聲音係點樣去做翻嘅，睇下邊個部門去認頭啦，好嘛？唔該。
有冇其他委員？徐委員，
主席，我淨係提翻一句，即係回應翻頭先阿梁生講話，即係裝 cam 嗰度咧有啲私隱嘅問題，但係其實咧，而家食環署啊、環保署啊，其實都有喺街嗰度咧係裝啲 cam 咧，係幫助去檢控嗰啲非法傾倒垃圾啊、嗰啲掉垃圾啊嗰啲嘅執法工作嘅。咁我相信即係部門係可以積極少少去考慮呢個咁樣嘅建議啦，係嘛？
梁生嚟回應先啊。
係，多謝主席嘅。我講講就係裝 cam 嗰度，因為呢、這個我哋覺得裝 cam 係有私隱嘅問題咧，就係、因為根據我以往檢控嗰、那個情況咧，就曾經出現過呢類嘅問題。不過好似徐議員所講話，而家可唔可以重新考慮一次咧？我哋都講咗話，我哋會將嘅信息擺翻去部門。睇下個執法嗰個同事嗰邊嗰、那個部門咧，可唔可以再考慮而家呢個新嘅方案？唔該曬。
好，咁希望部門有好消息啦。Paul。
Yeah, no, Chairman, in your conclusion, and I hope we can you could agree with the Marine Department about a time frame for a response. I'd just like to point out.There is no privacy issue. The Marine Department knows every vessel, where they are, the location, every minute of the day. So from that respect, there is no privacy issue. In terms of locations, the Marine Department has all kinds of facilities on the side of the, on side of the sea, overlooking the channels and the shipping channels, signage and so on. So to mount a camera on this one in Cyberport Road, facing East Lama Channel, two cameras, two directions, very easy. There's a Marine Department sign right here, sitting here.Okay, it's the shipping channel, there are all these signs all the way along the shipping channel. So to put facilities on a sign that the Marine Department already owns is not a problem. So I don't think that the argument of privacy makes any sense, pointing at that. Issue of location, there is no problem with location. The Marine Department owns shoreline facilities along the Lama Channel that could easily be equipped with a camera, problem solved.So I do not understand what the problem is, and I don't think that the Marine Department should continue to rely on the residents of Phoc Phu Lam for monitoring smoky vessels on East Lama Channel. I think it's inappropriate. I think it's about time the Marine Department takes over and takes control
It's not complicated. I can do it myself. And the residents have been doing it with the camera. But they have to spend their 3 minutes, and I have to go back and say, photograph is not enough. Give me 3 minutes. So I hope the Marine Department can take action. Now, from the EPD has not answered my question, Chair, which is on the issue of smoke, which is not, according to the Ringman, dark, but is excessive. So what do we do with excessive yellow smoke? What do we do with vessels that emit that? Is it non-polluting? Is it safe to breathe? Is it appropriate? Is it against the law? Which law is being breached? I'm sure that this is an EPD issue rather than a Marine Department issue, and EPD has to look after that. But EPD can clarify, if not today, maybe in writing after this meeting.
跟住可能先問議員提嗰樣嘢，我都想問多少少就係、我見個文件寫就會查啲機械嘅操作情況啊，睇翻燃料交付單啊，或者 check 翻個樣本啊咁。咁除咗呢啲，咁其實會唔會即係我見車就有年檢啦，但係船應該就未必有嘅。咁會唔會可能有其他嘅檢查方式，係睇下個船上面有冇啲類似可能脫流嘅裝備啊，或者係一啲減低嗰、那個即係污染情況嘅設備？咁會唔會有相關嘅嘢都可能即係政府會做研究，或者有啲相關嘅檢查做緊咧？咁會唔會可能都請部門回應一下？環保署定係海事處？唔該 ，Jenny。
我嘗試下回應一下大家嘅問題啦。咁就就住其實環保署嘅執法咧，係頭先講311AB 咧，係睇緊燃料個含量個流量咧係咪超標嘅，合唔合乎規格嘅。咁頭先講話黑煙其實同依個含流量咧，其實就冇直接嘅關係嘅。咁船隻嘅引擎咧，如果係冇即係冇妥善咁樣保養咧，其實會係會排放大量未燃燒嘅黑煙，咁有時都會係即係可能唔同色啦，或者係其他嘅顏色嘅。咁就住 MD 嗰度，頭先阿司馬文議員提到話嗰個 Ringelmann Chart 嗰度咧，其實就係MD 嗰度執法嘅。咁但係我哋都可以即係就住依一度，我諗叫翻相關同事同翻 MD 去 explore 睇下有冇機會再睇下做啲其他嘅研究，睇下可唔可以。再做多少少嘅工作，可以再 further improve 過我哋嘅空氣質素啦。咁就我想再講多次咧，其實頭先嗰個船隻嘅噪音嗰度咧，其實我之前我睇網頁而家都見到咧，喺 MD 個網頁咧，其實MD 個網頁入面都有講話法例400章咧，其實要睇翻船隻嘅噪音、煩擾滋擾嘅噪音嘅。咁我哋會再之後同翻 MD 嘅同事嗰度跟進翻啦，睇下即係大家係咪有咩工作上面嘅唔清楚啦。咁我之後我就會同叫相關同事叫翻 MD 去跟進。咁我大致上嘅回應係咁多先啦。
好。唔該曬。有冇其他同事有嘢想提出？彭卓奇議員同埋梁俊宇，彭卓奇議員先啦。
多謝主席。咁首先呢一個海事處檢控嗰個數字咧，即係少之又少，每年得幾單咁，其實。之前我哋都討論過問題，就會唔會係現存嗰個機制或者條例，其實都唔足以監管，即係一啲嘅船家去派，即係排放黑煙。即係我睇翻署方個文件咧，佢有個説話都即係都幾諷刺，佢就話現行嘅監察同檢控工作行之有效。嗱，其實現行嗰個監察咧，我哋睇過，其實真係好複雜嘅個程序。嗱，海事處需要連續3分鐘嘅視訊作為證據，以到再願意前往海事處錄取口供嘅證人，先至能夠檢控嗰隻船隻。喂，好多市民未必會基於。即係拍到3分鐘嗰條片，然後再或者佢未必方便去到海事處嗰度已經錄口供咁啊，而選擇去唔去舉報有關嘅船隻啊嘛，咁即係呢一個嗰、那個檢控嗰個過程啊，即係或者即係首即係要市民去提交嗰個嘅便利性，呢、這個真係誠意嘅。第二樣嘢就係嗰個刑罰都唔係好高啊，即係冇乜阻嚇作用啦。睇翻個討論文件，你見到單次個案最高罰款就8000蚊啊，其實啲船家即係我唔能夠話佢係咪以身試法定博大霧啦，但係你8000蚊咁你單次 最高的罰款已經是8000元，很明顯是不夠了，是吧？咁仲有一句說話，你海事處即係射波俾環保處嘅，你海事處並非空氣污染管制規例第133章附例 AB 的執法部門，這個問題已經轉交環保處跟進。我相信剛剛都有同事講過即係射波個問題，但係你環保處喺2019年突擊檢查195隻，得3隻係唔合規格嘅燃料個案提出檢控，咁你射波俾佢，佢係做得3次喎。罰款呢又是5000到10000，其實很明顯那個罰款都是過低，沒什麼阻嚇的作用。其實考慮到這麼多種的因素，即我們即都建議回就市民喂難以一起去檢控船隻的，其實是不是、現行那個法例 都未必阻嚇到即船隻。當然我知道啦，這個檢視的法例就不是我們區議會的層議啦，是不是要去到即係立法會啦，但係個問題，你哋本身會唔會提翻一啲嘅修訂，或者係點樣可以即係改善一下現存嘅法例？包括第一個就是、簡化檢控程序，第二提高刑罰，即係令到船家即係明白呢樣嘢係有個嚴重性，個後果係重嘅。多謝主席。
好，到 Jonathan。
多謝主席。我講咗我個 camera 先。啱啱講嗰個。處方的意思是不是說就算我們剛剛講有私隱問題啦，但如果就是不是就算裝了 cam 拿來檢控，你是不是覺得個成功率都低啊？問聽下去，即是不是覺得是就算我們裝到 cam 都沒用，所以你這麼反對啊？那第二件事呢，就是剛剛呢其實呢很多呢海事處的東西呢就全部跟環保相關呢，無論是噪音啊、pollution 污染啊，跟住然後光污染，我之前提嘅呢，佢哋都話係其實唔係佢哋負責執法，全部都係環保署執法。但係環保署呢就聽落去呢就唔係好同意。我諗佢所有嘢都係想推返去 MD 嗰邊。咁我真係喺呢個會呢，我就算呢個會即刻釐清唔到呢，我諗會後呢都要有一個即係明確嘅答案俾我哋，到底係邊個部門負責邊一樣嘢，要好清晰咁話俾我哋知。如果唔係我哋都好難跟進點樣可以改進呢啲咁嘅問題囉。多謝主席。
好，咁啊都幾明顯啦，咁啊個意見，咁睇下環保署同埋海事署有冇進一步回應。啊，梁生，
多謝主席，好多謝各位議員剛才俾嘅意見。剛才議員俾嘅意見咧，我會將佢帶翻我哋部門嗰度進一步研究下，睇下個可行性係如何。至於話執法嗰個分工咧，就我想稍後等相關的部門大家聽聽以後的執法究竟是怎樣釐定得更加清晰，我想這個比較好一點。謝謝主席。
好，潘炳坤議員，你追問還是有其他問題？
噪音上面可能就真的要同翻各政府部門釐清啦。其次呢，其實在裝 cam 上面呢，其實我都有個案例我可以給大家看到呢。如果 cam 落去影得到咧，影到邊間公司個名，跟住邊個人做緊啲乜嘢，咁呢啲咧我喺19年5月咧同海事處處理，佢倒油污落去海。咁如果呢封信咧呢張相咧搞掂咗，亦都揾翻嗰個人仔，然後叫佢唔好再做。嗰封船嗰隻船係真係冇再做嘅。咁喺呢件事喺呢個 cam 影落去嘅時候，我見政府部門都不斷講話咩私隱問題。咁係咪因為咁樣私隱問題，然後我影咗落去，然後我唔可以即係 keep 住咗咧？我又覺得喺嗰個位置上面，喺嗰個私隱上面，而家講緊係啲船噴緊啲煙出嚟啊嘛，咁唔會影得到超微距睇得到船裏邊嗰啲人喺度做啲乜嘢噶嘛，係嘛？咁所以嗰個用私隱上面去做一個嘅擋住，話唔去裝 cam 嘅話，我覺得又好似唔係咁可以接受喎。我呢個嘅話，我會唔會俾人告咧？係嘛？
大主席，
唔該主席。我其實我想提一提咧，因為頭先講到有啲關於部門協作嗰啲問題咧，DO 個 DMC 咧，即係都已經半年啦。嗰、那個地區嘅會議都仲未開咧，我都唔知究竟係又係總署唔俾你 call 啊，定係咩原因啦、啊？定係18區就係全部都冇啊？定係以後呢個 DMC 都係冇嘅咧？咁樣咁啊，理論上嗰個會就應該係去負責統籌一啲部門之間嘅不協調嘅地方嘅。咁而家個會好明顯就有啲地方係需要一個咁樣嘅協調嘅機制嘅時間咧。咁即係如果你話係總署根本就係叫大家唔準開住嘅，咁就算啦。即係我費事同你講咁多。咁就如果唔係嘅話咧，我麻煩即係都盡快開翻啲會，唔該。
好 ，D.O. 有冇补充？
主席，就DMC 嗰度就真係好抱歉，即係而家都仲未開到第一次會，咁啊當然今年都有疫情，即係亦都再有其他即係角色嘅工作嘅關係呢，就都真係打亂咗個節奏啊，呢度首先即係好抱歉。咁啊當然都聽到大家意見嘅啦，我亦都希望盡快搵返個時間開會嘅。不過當然嚟緊即係我哋仲要比較處理一個緊要嘅即係工作，亦都係嚟包括選舉嘅安排等等啦。咁呢個但我哋都會盡快搵時間嘅。咁不過即係唔緊要，即係就算未開 DMC 都好呢，如果我哋見到有啲跨部門需要協調問題呢，亦都歡迎大家提出嘅，即係我哋可以即係採取其他方式去即係個別同有關嘅部門跟進，亦都係可以嘅。唔該曬啦。
好，咁大家今次個議程個意見都好清晰啦。咁啊，都希望海事處可以研究翻加設一啲監視嘅設備啦。咁啊，喺南區元朗咁，其他地方都可以選擇噶啦。希望快啲有一個答覆啦，呢方面睇下今日個會完咗之後，梁生可能同部門講翻啦，咁睇下之後有啲咩進展咧，話翻俾我哋聽。咁我相信先文文議員都會繼續追問呢方面嘅進展噶啦。咁另外咧就頭先講個執法問題或者係一個部門協作嘅問題咧，咁呢個可能都有請D.O. 幫手協調下啦，咁啊有需要睇下咪真係要問下律政司意見，究竟條法例點樣演繹啦？要好有冇其他嘢？如果冇咧，咁啊今個議程咧就到此為止，唔該曬咁多位。